Welcome to Christmas from the North Pole, Christmas Countdown from Geek, Alabama. Join us every day during the Christmas season where we talk about stories from the North Pole and Santa Claus. And here to tell your stories is your host, Nathan Young. Today is day 24 of our second season edition of Christmas from the North Pole, Christmas Countdown. It's Christmas Eve, and while I'm recording this video, Santa is traveling around the world in his sleighing reindeer, delivering gifts to all the people all around the world. And this is a big job for Santa and the reindeer, because this is a 24-hour operation from North Pole, going around all around the world and back to the North Pole in 24 hours or less. And Santa and the reindeer have to deal with all kinds of weather. Hot, cold, rain, snow, thunderstorms, maybe hail. The weather, it could depend, you know, wind could be a big factor too. The weather can depend, can vary differently what parts of the world Santa is in. If he's in the northern part of the world this time of the year, it's cold, it's rainy, windy, maybe snow. Southern part of the world is now it's summer, so it's hot, warm, muggy. Maybe thunderstorms, stuff, rain, stuff like that. But Santa and the reindeer are prepared for this. They've been doing this for such a long time, they can deal with any weather that is thrown at them, pretty much. And while Santa's in the air, delivering gifts all around the world, the elves and NORAD, NORADs are the folks that track Santa around the world, and the elves have a control center at the North Pole that is tracking Santa's every movement and where his sleigh's at around the world. So the elves and NORAD, they work together to make sure Santa and the reindeer are safe, they're on schedule, nothing weird, nothing bad happens if they enter a country that maybe is at war or has some issues going on, they can get through the country, deliver all the gifts and get out. There's a lot to that because, you know, not every country on this planet is safe, you know, without any issues. There's a couple of countries here and there where Santa and Nick knows that they have to get special permission and make sure they're safe and everything. But Santa, he's going to get in there, get into everybody's home, milk the cookies, snacks for the reindeer, get the gifts under the tree, and get out and go to the next house. And this is a 24-hour operation, and Santa, when he gets back to the North Pole with his reindeer and the whole thing is done, everything is complete, the elves are going to celebrate, Santa's going to celebrate, and you can guess where Santa is going to go after this is all over with. To the beach. Santa always takes a vacation week or two after Christmas to recharge his batteries. And the elves, well, they'll take a little time off, but they'll get right back at it to get ready for Christmas 2024. Yeah, it takes almost a full year to get ready for the next Christmas, and the elves know that. So, thank you all for watching or listening to Season 2 of Christmas on the North Pole Christmas Countdown. I enjoyed doing all this, all these great stories, and I will be back for Season 3 in December 2024. And we still got Season 1, we got Season 2, you can go back and listen to our episodes, and hope you get inspired to get ready for Christmas 2024. Thank you all for listening and watching, and have a great Christmas, everybody. Thank you for listening to Christmas from the North Pole Christmas Countdown. For more stories, articles, and podcasts, please log on to geekalabama.com.